Welcome to Don't Retire, Graduate, the podcast that asks you what you want to be when you grow up so you can graduate into retirement with purpose and passion. I'm your host and valedictorian, Eric Brotman, and this is Office Hours, where we answer listeners' questions about personal finance, retirement readiness, and more. We received a question from Kyle, who asked, does giving my child an allowance teach them positive or negative lessons about money? And like so many questions we've received, first of all, thank you for sending it. And secondly, both. It can teach both positive and negative lessons about money to your children. And so you want to make sure that you use allowance properly. And there's lots of different schools of thought. And I'm certainly no therapist, but I am a dad. And I am involved in personal finance and personal financial literacy. And so I'm going to sort of tackle this from both angles. First thing is, there's definitely positive lessons that can be learned from allowance if, in my opinion, if they are tied to certain activities. It can be household chores. It can be age-appropriate activities. It could be extra learning opportunities. It depends a lot on your child. But I think age-appropriate activities around the house, things that are beyond what maybe are the norm, that's worthy of an allowance. And it's a way to create some pride around receiving it rather than entitlement around receiving it. And I know there's folks who would disagree with me, but to me, you tie allowance to the performance of certain activities that are positive so that it becomes positive reinforcement. Then it's important to learn lessons about allowance that go beyond just having $5 in your hand that you can go blow at the candy store. It's important to teach lessons around that so that there'll be some learning around allowance. And we've done shows on Don't Retire, Graduate about this topic. And one way to do it, I just refer to it as the three jars method. And that's a method where instead of handing your child a $5 bill or whatever the amount is, do single bills, $1 bills, and have three jars that they create and label and have one be titled fun, one be titled long-term, and one be titled charity. And if you do it that way, you will teach not only philanthropy and giving to others, which is such a valuable lesson to learn and always feels good for adults even, you'll also teach about long-term, this idea that some things shouldn't be bought every week. If you want to save up for something special, let's figure out how long it's going to take and let's create a savings plan around it. And now you're creating lots of positive lessons. And then, of course, fun, because we have to tie money to some fun. And even for adults, if every penny that you make gets squirreled away and saved, you'll have a relationship with money that's actually a little bit disturbing and uncomfortable. It's great to be a good saver. It's great to plan ahead. It's great to be charitable. But at some point, you also have to enjoy yourself, your life, and your good fortune, and your career, and all the things that come with it. So for kids, I think if you tie allowance to some form of age-appropriate chore or activity or academic pursuit, and then you teach kids how to enjoy some of it, how to save some of it for a big deal, and how to give some of it to those who perhaps need it more than they do, you'll be teaching lots of positive lessons about money that hopefully will last a lifetime. Now, what are the negative lessons that can come out of allowance, Kyle? Because you asked what those are. The biggest one is a sense of entitlement, that you're going to sit with your feet up and watch TV and collect money just because it's Friday. And unfortunately, there's some of that that still happens, and it doesn't create learning opportunities. It doesn't create responsibility. It creates a handout. And in my opinion, that is a habit that you don't want, not only for your kids, but you don't want it entering adulthood, because that doesn't continue in adulthood. If you're going to be a member of society and you're going to have a job and you're going to create something for yourself, for your family, your own net worth, it's important to feel a certain way about money. And that means you've earned it, and it's now yours to spend, deploy, share, save, give away. So I think the negative lessons around allowance are just entitlement lessons that really, I don't think any of us want our kids to learn. So Kyle, I appreciate your question. I think there's more positive than negative to allowance, and I think it's worth doing. Depending on your kid, it's a great way to teach them a little bit about money and financial responsibility and life. So if you'd like to send us a question, which we might answer in a future episode of Office Hours, please post it on our Facebook page, tweet us at Brotman Planning, or contact us at don'tretiregraduate.com. If you like what you hear, please share our podcast with family and friends. Don't keep us a secret. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. They mean everything to us. I thank you for coming to Office Hours. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I hope you'll be back with us next Thursday when we have another engaging guest on Don't Retire, Graduate. And for now, this is your host saying we'll see you next week. Don't retire, graduate. Don't Retire, Graduate is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC. Kestra IS. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC. Kestra AS. An affiliate of Kestra IS. Kestra IS or Kestra AS are not affiliated with Brotman Financial or any other entity discussed.
Hey friends, this is Jim Knight, former 21-year Hard Rock executive turned best-selling author and top 10 keynote speaker.
And I'm Brant Menswar, former frontman of Hollywood's most dangerous band turned top 10 motivational speaker and best-selling author.
We host the how-to podcast, Thoughts That Rock, where we talk to rock stars, athletes, CEOs, astronauts, and even next-door neighbors who share their expertise and opinions. Together, we tackle the most interesting and challenging topics of today.
Whether you want to learn how to become more confident, how to deal with anxiety at work,
or how to write a hit song, or use Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in life,
we've got hundreds of episodes to help amp up your life and move you forward.
Subscribe to Thoughts That Rock wherever you listen to podcasts, and check out evergreenpodcast.com for more information.